It's time for our regular monthly catch-up with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description, where we take a look at some audio-described highlights for you. Today, we are going to a couple of theatre events and an arts installation for you as well. Anne, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Alan. Pleasure to be here.
OK, well, let's start at the theatre then. We'll hit the stage with Mean Girls.
This is a new musical which is taking to the road, and it's very exciting because it's always fun when we get a new piece going out there, one that we've not worked on before. So Mean Girls, I think this was on the television. I remember when my daughter was a teenager, she was really into this, and it is one for teenage girls and boys, but mainly girls. And we're in a high school in America, and there are a few girls who really rule the roost. They're the queen bees. They look beautiful in a very conventional way. They decide who is in, who is out. And one of the girls that they definitely think is out is a girl called Katie, who's been home educated, and then she comes into the school and they don't like the way she is. And to be honest, she doesn't like the way they are, but obviously feels pretty excluded and pretty much of an outsider. So The musical takes us on a journey between them. It looks at the dynamics of their relationship. It looks at what is friendship, what is genuine friendship. The pressures that young people are under in these situations, when do you have to be in? Do you have to sacrifice your individuality to be in with the in crowd? But at the same time, it's lots of fun. And I think particularly if young girls like Grease or certainly Six or Legally Blonde, it's very much in that sort of genre, and lots to enjoy, and of course lots of music in it. And it's nice to have things that are targeted more to younger audience as well.
Absolutely, bringing more people into the audio described family. This is a touring production as well, which is really good.
Yeah, it is. And they seem to be up for access because we have been asked to describe it at various different theatres. We're starting off in Manchester on the 5th of March, which is really good because that's at the beginning of the tour. And then we'll be in Stoke at the Regent Theatre and then at Wolverhampton Grand. A little bit later in the year, we'll be in Bradford and we'll be in Liverpool. So lots of opportunities to catch up with us. And as describers, it's always a privilege to work on a show more than once. Sometimes you do all the preparation, all the rehearsal, you deliver it once, which is very enjoyable, and hopefully your audience enjoys it. But to be able to come back and revisit it and maybe think of new words or a new way of phrasing something, or you might just notice something you hadn't picked up on before, so you feel that you can improve what you do. And also you do get to know people in the company. So for example, the company manager, who is the person who enables us to do the touch tours and does all the arranging on those and gives us access to the stage and costumes and props and so on. Then once you've met them once you've done one touch tour with them, then they know you're coming again, then they know what you need and they can be really proactive in helping you and getting everything ready. So that's always a joy as well.
Always good when you get a touch tour for an audio described performance, and it's a bit of a highlight, I have to say, as well. Now, we will be giving contact details later for Anne. You can check out her calendar of events and get in touch with her as well. For now, though, let's move away from the stage. Anne, we've got some arts to look at, and we're off to the Lowry.
The Lowry is an interesting building because it has a big theatre, it has a smaller theatre, and it's also got a sort of tiny little studio theatre. But as you'd expect from the name, it does have a reasonably large art gallery. Part of the gallery is given over to works by L.S. Lowry, and we do tours of the Lowry from the Lowry collection from time to time. But also the gallery encourages new and emerging artists and contemporary artists. And so this is a new exhibition. The ideas behind it sound very interesting. It's called The Guardians of Living Matter. It's set in the future. It's about the relationship between mankind and the living world. So it's looking at us maybe where we are now with climate change, asking the questions, are humans just going to destroy the earth, or is there a future? And it explores how within the natural world, with trees and with fungi, they have a way of communicating with each other. They kind of have these networks underground. And it looks at what might happen if these elements of the natural world interacted with AI to save the planet, basically. So it's got lots of different themes going on, lots to think about, and it should be a really interesting one to describe. And what I always enjoy when I do my exhibition tours and the live tours in the art gallery, as opposed to when you do a recording for people, then you actually get to have a discussion. You can talk to the people about the ideas in the exhibition and what it made them think and what their reaction is to it and how they interpreted it. And then we've also got, still in the Northwest, in Salford Art Gallery, another tour of the visual arts, which is called the Salford 100. And there are 100 objects or artworks that have been chosen by 100 different people in Salford and surrounding areas that have come into the collection of the gallery in the last 100 years. So you can imagine there are so many different things to choose from there. And so it's great when audio description is offered for the visual arts and we get to do these live tours and have a debate and have a discussion about the art, because it's there to make you think, so it's good to talk about it.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the stage then, Anne, for our final look. And this, again, another touring production, sounds a lot of fun. This is Here and Now.
And it's a joy to describe. One of my describers, Faith, is working on this one, and she has managed to describe it two or three times already. But it's coming up in May at Leeds Grand Theatre, and then it will be also in Wolverhampton, actually in Wolverhampton in March, so March 1st. And it is all the songs that, again, my daughter loved when she was growing up, sort of in the 90s. It's a fun story. It's bright, it's colourful, it's pacey, it's amusing, it's entertaining. And again, like Mean Girls, it will appeal to a slightly younger audience. Maybe they're in their 30s or so now. But just a lot of fun. And the reactions we've had so far from the audio descriptions of it have been very positive, and the people have really loved it. Obviously, steps aren't actually appearing in the show, but maybe you'll feel like they're there in spirit, and they're certainly there in the music that you'll hear.
Yeah, sounds a lot of fun, Anne. And if you're a Steps fan, you are going to love it, no doubt, as well. We're out of time, but if people would like to get in touch with you, Anne, for more information or check out the numerous shows, tons of them you got coming up as well, what's the best way to do that?
Best way is to check the website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk. Also, you can follow us on Facebook at Mind's Eye Description. It's the same on Instagram at Mind's Eye Description, and also on X and Threads. So lots of ways to find out what's going on. You can drop us an email if you like, mindseyedescription@gmail.com, and we can keep you up to date. If you just got a query about is there a touch tour or what time will this be, then we'll get back to you just as soon as we can. So lots of ways to keep in touch, and we love to hear from you.
Fantastic. And great to chat to you as always. Great selection once again. We'll catch up with you next month, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.